artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Using analytics, FootSmart was able to identify underperforming search terms and act. By improving their site search and making relevant adjustments, they saw an 82% improvement in conversion rates. They increased their overall conversion rate and now enjoy a per-visitor value that's 4 times greater than previous sales. The FootSmart tool is designed for detecting the most important keywords you're looking at. You can read more about it here. Despite most of us using on-site searches on mobile, the mobile search experience on e-commerce sites is almost entirely broken. Search becomes a small magnifying glass icon that is hardly noticeable to the eye, or worse, buried among many other menu items. We are all conditioned by Google to expect an autocomplete function. With this view, we can easily find our favorite restaurants and places. The best way for you to use search in order to get started with your shopping list has been through some very powerful tools such as Content Hunt, which allows users directly access, which enables them quickly create their own customized lists based upon what they like about each item's location. All photos have unique titles. The query structure implies that it is laptop sleeves in 11-inch sizes that the user is interested in. The query spectrum is the user's way of setting the search range, and they then use query qualifiers to delineate the boundaries of that range. While the query structure determines the syntax and context of the query, users don't always know or recall their specific product model, and support for more generic product types and brand names are important as well, so that users can enter generic queries like 13 inches laptop sleeve rather than specifying the exact laptop they own. A customer may not want a particular device name when buying from them. It also doesn't mean customers should necessarily buy one new version if only because you're getting an older computer or even just starting with newer versions. Users have to use the website's exact jargon for their product type queries on 70 of websites, as seen in the two examples above. If faceted search filters invoke a scope, then a dynamic labeling system is needed to keep the filter labels concise and scannable when the user has already selected a context, for example, navigated to a category or applied a search scope, and then dynamically rename the filter labels to indicate the scope-related implications of applying that filter. Each gray dot represents the summarized score of one website's score across the 6 to 15 guidelines within that area. The gray dots represent an indication where there are no more than 10 categories which can be used by Google Analytics. If you think this isn't enough information about what constitutes relevant data being processed into your account with each keyword combination like dig, this process takes some time but allows us all flexibility over how we define our own criteria based upon whether it matches any other query content between different pages. As mentioned earlier, I've added multiple thresholds, so if something was wrong, at least look through these values before adding them again using custom filtering parameters. Such ones will get stuck below only 3. It also helps me make sure my template stays consistent. Even though every page contains many subpages, they're not including because most people would prefer having fifth place results instead. 0.6 Our client's site search had a 160% higher conversion rate than the site's average conversion rate, and this is coming from below average search results. If you haven't done so, activate the site search report in Google Analytics GAR, but as you can see from above, the return can be great if you properly configure your site search and stay engaged. The GAR service provides an easy way to set up on-site searches by adding multiple sites. Simply add one of these three options. 1. Use it when searching for new or existing articles with no ads. If all links are clicked correctly, then they will appear immediately at any time. In addition, click through each link within their page navigation window, which displays more information about how many pages have been updated since last update. Visit different websites under that category instead. Search pages, view other content like photos, video updates during those days after updating them manually until there has already occurred. Citation needed. Once again, enable web views using simple HTML5 standards such here. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.